Good morning, everyone, and welcome to 10 Minutes of Tehillim. We are learning together Perek Yutes, Chapter 19, and this is Part 4, our fourth installment of Perek Yutes. Before I forget, I wanted to mention that next week in Yirtzeh Hashem, myself and my family will be away, and therefore there's no learning. There's learning, of course, every week, but we'll have no Tehillim Shiur next week. God willing, we'll continue in 2 weeks in Yirtzeh Hashem. I want to begin by actually not looking at the text. We're going to discuss today a very, very well-known, famous pasuk. In fact, in the yeshivas, this pasuk is like the song to sing. Torah Hashem Tamima. That's what we're up to in the parak. It's a well-known pasuk, but I want to introduce the pasuk with a minhag that's quoted by the Baalei Tosfos in Maseches Megillah Daf Lamed Beis. They mention a minhag that when the Torah is taken out of the Aron Kodesh, people would recite this pasuk. It speaks about the reward or the concept of learning Torah. We don't have that custom today, but it just shows you the chashivas, the importance that this pasuk is given by the Rishonim, by the commentaries, and how integral it is and what it represents in terms of its expression. So let's begin the pasuk translate first, and then the Mefarshim. I'm going to read to you some of the Mefarshim. Usually we say them outside often, but they're so beautiful the way they're written, it's kedai worthwhile to actually read them together. Torah Hashem Tamimim Meshivas Nafesh. David HaMelech writes that the Torah of Hashem is wholesome, is perfect, it's Meshivas Nafesh, it restores the soul. Edus Hashem Nemana Machimas Pesi. It is a testimony which is trustworthy from Hashem, referring to the Torah, of course, and even will make somebody who is a fool, who is not wise, into a wise person. That is the pasuk of Torah Hashem Tamima in a nutshell. The pshat, and I'll start backwards a little bit, because the Radak and the Ibn Ezra mentioned something we quoted in the first week in the introduction, which is important to realize. The chapter is going to transition now away from the discussion and description of the luminaries and nature. We said there's two ways to recognize God in the world. One is through nature, his creations, which we discussed at length in the last few weeks, especially about the sun in last week's shiur. But there's also maybe a higher form that one could study Torah and understand how God created and continues to run the world. And so the Radak and Ibn Ezra write, as we transition now away from the description of creation and nature, and go now into the idea of the Torah, that we're saying that the luminaries testified to God's greatness. But there's a greater testimony, which is the Torah. The Torah is greater in its impact in understanding how God runs the world. But let's read Rashi together. Rashi has a beautiful description here on Pasuk Ches. First, he says, why is the pasuk of Torah following the description of the sun, gam hi mi'ira kashemesh, because Torah, we know, is enlightening. Literally, it gives a person the kinir mitzvah Torah or, that Torah is compared to light, and therefore, just like the sun was the strongest way that we get light in the world, so too is the Torah. But davar acher, another explanation, Rashi writes, v'nistar mechamaso l'yom hadin. Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says that the heat of the sun represents Yom HaDin, the judgment day. You know, it's fiery, it's hot, it's uncomfortable, unpleasant, and causes trepidation. Torah learning has the ability to be matzil, to save a person from Yom HaDin, from Ganim, from being judged in a negative way. And so if somebody, for example, has things they did wrong, but yet they're a lomed Torah, Rashi describes, that can be a great source of defense and a protection for a person who needs help in that day of din, in that day of judgment. That's what Rashi here writes. I want to share the Metsudas David here. It's a fantastic understanding of this pasuk. First, he quotes what the Radak says, V'atorach Hashem yosir tamima. In other words, that even though the nature of the sun is one way to understand God, but Torah is even more. But what's Meshivas Nafesh? What does it mean that Torah restores somebody's soul? Ratzalomar ki Hashemesh im kol toaso lefa'anim yazik b'chumo harav ad ki yachla ha'ish choli hamadas. Mitzvah Tzavad writes that we describe that the sun, v'nistar mechamaso, that people need protection from the sun, even though the sun, as described by the Mefarshim last week, as we discussed, gives the most toelis, the most benefit to mankind, and that's why even though all of them are ways to discover God, but the sun gets the most press in this perek by David HaMelech, nevertheless, the sun also is damaging. It can cause damage. The Suda Savad writes, people can really be harmed by the sun, even kiamavis, even to the point of death. God forbid somebody gets dehydrated or a sunstroke or a sunburn. It's very dangerous, even to the point of death. Aval haTorah meshivas od nafesh haAdam ki hi megina matelas menavas. But the opposite of the Torah not only doesn't have danger, but it saves a person from mavesh. It can restore a person who's on the brink of existence and bring them back to a better place. So the difference between the sun and the Torah, they have something in common. They both benefit mankind and the world. That certainly is true, as we saw already. But Mesudas Tzavad writes that Torah has the ability, it's not damaging at all. There's no risk, like the sun has risk. And it gives somebody, possibly, who needs to be saved, a chance to be saved as well. That's the beautiful Mitzvah Tzavad. And Sfarno also doubles down on this idea that, in fact, that the Torah is a better option in terms of understanding God because there is no risk, unlike the sun. Okay, moving on, the Ma'ari Asad, in his commentary on Tehillim, writes that this pasuk actually answers a very fundamental question that many people have, not just the pesi, the fools, but many people have. Why does the Torah only promise physical rewards? It tells you, well, you get rain in the right time, your crops will succeed or not succeed. If you're not, you don't behave, you'll be punished. Why is all the reward and punishment in the Torah physical? So he writes, it was given to all of mankind. And mankind had people who are sophisticated, who are intelligent, who are able to comprehend the important things in life and weed out all the silliness. But there are people who are very simple, who don't understand or appreciate the idea of a spiritual reward, the idea of what something can do to your nefesh, your neshama. And the end of the pasuk recognizes that. What does it say? Machkimas pesi. Because Torah is a testimony, it also can make fools wise. And therefore, Ma'ari HaSad writes that the pasuk is telling us that the reason why we're given physical rewards by the Torah is because the pesi couldn't understand the idea of a spiritual gain. And that's why the Torah speaks in rewards. And that's Machimas pesi, that the learning Torah will help even the fool understand why the the importance of and the gain of what Talmud Torah offers to our lives. And to conclude for this morning, Rav Hirsch, always beautifully focused on language, points out that the word Meshiv Bas Nafesh, those two words, I should say, it's two words, restores the soul. The word Lehashiv has two meanings. On one hand, it could be to restore, as we said, or to refresh. A person needs to refresh the neshama, but it also means Lehashiv is to answer. The Torah has a duality, two different abilities. Of course, it does, in fact, restore the soul and give the person a lift. I always like to tell stories. I can tell you a million stories of people who were in a bad place and just needed to spend a few minutes learning Torah, give them a lift. Somebody told me once, beautiful idea, that they're about to have very serious heart surgery. And their children asked them, you know, the day before, what would you like to do to give yourself a little bit of comfort? You're anxious about the surgery. And their answer was, I want to go sit in Rav Schechter's shir for a day. And that's what they did, obviously before COVID. But they did. They went to sit in Rav Schechter's shir, and they felt on a high. And they were ready for that, at that point, to approach the surgery with a lot more comfort and less trepidation. The Torah has that ability to restore, to refresh, give a person a different perspective. That's all true. But Lahashiv also means to answer. People who have doubts in life, people who have things that are unclear, they're confused about something. You know, the Vilna Gaon famously has the Gaon's Goral. You know, that you can even have this little game, so to speak, that you play, where you open the Chumash to a page and it'll have the answer you're looking for in a certain quandary that you have in life. It doesn't have to go that far, but Torah has answers. And the word lahashiv is to give an answer. So Torah has both abilities. It refreshes, it restores, but it also has an ability to give those who are looking for answers in life answers to questions that they're struggling with. And I think that's important. People find sometimes, of course, the Torah focuses on questions. Every time we learn, every time I learn still, things I've seen many times before, Parshios, Psukim and Chumash, Sugyan Gemara, or Psak Halacha, I always find new things. There are always more questions than there are answers. But Torah really has also the ability, l'hashiv, to find a place for people to be able to give answers to them in questions that they have in life. And that's this famous pasuk of Torah Hashem Tamima. We will continue, God willing, not next week, as we said, but in 2 weeks with the latter part of Perek Yates, chapter 19, wishing all of you a warm and wonderful, meaningful day.